Today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun Gimel. Zvachim Nun Gimel. Today's shir is sponsored by Refuah Shleima Shmuel Shlomo ben Rivka Gittel. LeRefuah Shleima Shmuel Shlomo ben Rivka Gittel. Okay. We are up to the second Mishnah here in Ezeo Makoman. The first Mishnah was about the Chatos Pnimios, as we had back on Daf Mem Zayin, and a number of important inyanim that have come up along the way over the past couple of days. But that was about the Par and the Seir of Yom Kippur, and the Parim HaNisrafim U'Seirim HaNisrafim, the Par Halam Davar Shal Tzibur, and the Par Kohen Gadol, and the Seir HaNisrafim. So now we get into more common Karbanos Chatos. But they're still continuing Chatos. So Chatos HaTzibur VaYachid. Chataos Tzibur and Yachid. Meaning Chatos HaYachid, we know. All of the Averas that are listed in the first mission in Krisos require a person to bring a Karban Chatos, but also Chatos Tzibur. So the Mishnah says, Eloin Chatos HaTzibur. What are the Chatos HaTzibur? But these Chatos HaTzibur are going to have the same Avoda requirements as Chatos Yachid. Right? Different than the earlier Karbanos that had special Avodos that were mentioned in the section in Parag Dalet of Vayikra and the other places in the Torah that describe those karbanos. So, Eloi Chadas Hatzibur, Si'irei Rashi Chadashim V'shalma Ados. The Si'ir Rosh Chodesh that's brought on by the Musafin every Rosh Chodesh V'shalma Ados, and also the Si'ir in the Musafin on the holidays. Shechitasa, so all of these are Kachim as well. Shechitasa and Batzafon, their Shechita is done in the north, and remember the Diyak of earlier, the Shechita is in the north, but the Shochet might not have to be in the north, just the Shechita, the Kibol Daman, but the Kabbalah Saddam, we said the Kabbalah had a higher standard that had to be in the, he had to be in the north. The Klisharis Batzafon, also in a Klisharis in the north. And again, the Diyak, remember the first Tosfos in the Perek, why Dafka, it says Kabbalah with a Klisharis. It doesn't mention the Sakin, the Shechita with a Klisharis. That's why we mentioned, can you be Medayik from here that Shechita wouldn't need a Klisharis. V'damantan, Arba Matanos, Al Arba Karanos. And the blood needs to be put four times, each of the four corners. Al Arba Karanos. So how is it done? Kate said, what do you do? Olava Kevesh, the Kohen goes up the ramp. The ramp, we know, is on the south side of the Mizbeach. He walks up the ramp going from south to north. Upanalas Ovev. And there is a little ramp, a little ledge coming off of the Mizbeach coming off of the ramp as the Kohen goes up to the ramp. And it would allow him, if the Kohen walks along the ledge, which is going around the Mizbeach, so that would allow him to come to the corners and be able to put dam on each of the karanos. We'll see the Rambam in Isa Karbanos in a second exactly more about the Mizbeach. But either way, Olav HaKeves HaFana LaSoviv, Uvalo LaKer, where does he come to first? If he's coming from south to north up the ramp, and then he goes on the ledge, he makes a right. What does he get to? He gets to the southeast corner first. Uvalo LaKer and Deromis Mizrachis. And then he goes up. He gets to the corner and he keeps going around. Mizrachis Tzvonis. He goes to the northeast. Tzvonis Baravis, Baravis Dromis. So he puts on all four corners of the Mizbeach. Shiari Hadam. And when he's done, he's now on the southwest corner. Everything works out nicely. On that corner, that's where the two holes are to put the Shirayim. Hayashovech Hayesod Dromis. He used to pour it in the southern hole. Remember we spoke about the Chatos Pnimios. You put it in the western hole, the one that's on the west side. This is on the south side. You put the Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatos Chitzonios on the hole of the Yisod Dromis. V'nechalin, and then after you do all the Avoda, v'nechalin lefinim and aklayim, and then the carbon can be eaten within the curtain, literally, as we know in the Azara. Because it is a kachim, l'zichrei kahuna, only to the male kohanim, b'chol ma'achal, any way they want to eat it, as the Gemara says later on, l'mashcha, l'yom v'layla, they have a day and a night to eat it, ad chatzos, until chatzos. So there is what to talk about on this Mishnah, a number of points. Let's go back to the beginning, let's go in order. First, the Si'ir Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara here doesn't talk about it, but the Gemara elsewhere discusses the Si'ir Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Tes. Why do we bring a Si'ir Rosh Chodesh? What's the Chatos? What's the Chatos? So we mentioned back in Shavuos, if you remember, there are all the different Karbanos, Musafin, and other Karbanos are all there to be Mechaper for some type of Tumah. All different types of tumah. Tumah that you knew about it beforehand and you didn't know afterwards. You didn't know beforehand and you knew afterwards. You knew before, you knew after, you didn't know in the middle. All different types of permutations and all different shitas. But the Gemara has one fascinating line in the name of Reish Lakish on Shavuos on Daf Tesamad Aleph. Amar Reish Lakish, Mashtana, Seir Shal Rosh Chodesh. The Seir of Rosh Chodesh has a term that does not appear by other Karbanos. Mashtana, Seir Shal Rosh Chodesh. Shenemar Bo Lashem. It says Lashem, Seir Lashem. Why does it say that? Unlike other Karbanos. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Seir Zeh Yehei Kapara, Al Shemi Atati Es HaYareach. This Seir of Rosh Chodesh should be a Kapara, the Chatas is a Kapara, because I did something wrong. Kaviyachol, I made the moon smaller. As the Gemara describes in Maseches Chulin, that the sun and the moon were originally Shnei Maoros HaGedolim, and then Hashem made the moon smaller, according to that Chazal there. This moon complained, how could there be two heads? And therefore the moon was made smaller. So what exactly does this mean? That every Rosh Chodesh, with the seer is Kapara. So it says on the side of the Gemara here in the Masoras HaShas, Zeu sod misodos ha-kabbalah v'ein lahavino kimashmo chas v'shalom ki kol kvuda bas melech penima. There's some secret here. We can't really fully understand it, and therefore you should just know that there are much to talk about, but not much that we can talk about. That's what it says right on the side here. But there are some suggestions given, at least a little bit in Nigla, try to help us understand this. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos here quotes the Aruch in Shavuos Daf Tes, Seir Zeh Yeh Kapara Alai, Pirish Ba'aruch, Seir Zeh Kapara Li Yisrael, V'Alai L'Kvo Azman Kapara Zu. He flips it. Right, Tosfos says, no, this is a Kapara for Am Yisrael, and Hashem is setting the time for when this Kapara should be brought. Right, not Shemiati, you need a kapara, Yisrael. I'm gonna be koveh at the time, but kavati b'Rosh Chodesh, lahafiz daita shal yareach. And I'm gonna be koveh in Rosh Chodesh to make the yareach feel better. So again, Tosfos kind of takes out, and the Aruch takes out the phrase, it cuts the phrase in half. Right, it's not really a kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. But, that's Tosfos. You look at the Tosfos Arash here also says that, as many chazals, it's all about teaching us something. It's about modeling. V'limedcha Torah derech eretz. The Torah taught us derech eretz through this line. Dimsarach ha'eved lefnei adono, acha hutzrach liyasro. If ever, an eved does something wrong to an adon, to a master, and the adon has to punish, to teach the lesson to an eved, but then go to the Eved afterwards and kind of try to be mefayis. Mutal ala adon lefayso achar kach. That's what you do. Even if the Eved deserves something and the adon has to teach the Eved a lesson, afterwards the adon should come back and say, try to be mefayis. That's the lesson, obviously not meant to be taken literally, that Hashem had to do something to the moon and then he does something nice to the moon to make the moon feel better. Not about, really. And then what does he quote? The Tosfos Arash, ukayotze bo naase asam adam bitzalmenu. Right, let us make man. Nase. Okay, what does Rashi say there? Nase. So teach us anava. Teach us anava. Not that Hashem is chas v'shalom having a team. It's not a team decision. Nase adam, but it's to teach us, as we know, there's so much of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu models for us so that we have to copy. Mahu afata. Those are the two Gemaras in Shas. Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel. That talks about Zekeli v'Anvehu Anivahu Mahu Rachum Afata Rachum Mahu Chanavatochanun by Midos, and also the Gemara at the end of the first parak of Maseches Sota, where the Gemara says Mahu. Right? How could you follow Hashem? Hashem Eish Ochlahu Ela Lahalech Achar Midosav. But what does Midosav mean there? It means actions. Right? Mahu Biker Cholim Afata Biker Baker Cholim Mahu. Kover Mesim, Afata Kover Mesim by Moshe Rabbeinu, Mahu Nichem Avelim by Yitzchak, Afata Nichem Avelim, and Mahu Baal Besharumim, the first one by Adam and Chava, so to you. What's the difference? One is Midos, one is Mesim. The first should talk about. Right? You have to feel it, and you have to do it. And sometimes you can have one without the other. You can have people who are really, really nice, and really, really great, and really have great feelings, but they can't get anything done. Right, they're not doers. And then you get people who are doers, they get things done, but they don't do it with a smile. And they don't do it because they want to. They don't do it because they feel it. We have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Midos and in Maisim. And in both. Mahu Afata. And says the Tosfos Arash, that's this message. Seir Zeh Yehei Kapara Alai. Hashem is not bringing a kapara. But Hashem is teaching us that if we ever have to teach someone something, and they feel a little bad, and even though it was difficult for us, we have to try to be mefayis them afterwards. That is the Tosfos Arash there in Shuas. One final source, and that is the Maariv Chai is there on that Gemara, quotes the Rambam in the Maariv Huchim. And he finds difficulty because the Rambam gives a different reason for the Lashem and the Kapara Alai. The Maariv Chai is there, quotes the Rambam, and he says, we just find the Lashon. V'lo amar chatas Lashem, v'shlamim Lashem, elsewhere, v'tamam avur, v'beisha karbanos, let me just for the beginning, sorry. Ayin, mar nevuchim, perak menvav, lishlishi. The perak menvav, chelik shlishi, we know is all the tamiyah mitzvos in mar nevuchim, and perak menvav has a lot of mitzvos. So he says, v'isi la'ir chadavar nifla ma'od, v'hu amro, b'sirosh chodesh, levad chatas Lashem, mashalo nomar, b'zulaso menachatas. So you would think he's quoting the Gemara. Right, the Rambam says something amazing. Right, it only says Lashem by Chatos of Rosh Chodesh, and not others. That's exactly what the Gemara says here in Shavuos Daf Tes. So, if a time of Mavur, let me explain the reason. And the Rambam quotes a different reason than the Gemara gives, which the Maariv Chai says, "What's going on here?" So, what does the Rambam say? Mipnei shekarbanas sibur him kulam olos v'nisrafos. Mipizeh bir bani shel Hashem. By the olos, it says Lashem, because that all obviously goes to Hashem. It's kalil. V'lo amar chatas Lashem u'shlamim Hashem. Mipnei shayu ne'echolim. V'kasher chasha sheyomru sheyidame v'zir Rosh Chodesh shu karban lilavana. But when it comes to the Rosh Chodesh Karban, where there is a danger. There is a danger. Why is there a danger? Because people might think that we're serving the moon. This is a natural event. It has to totally only do with nature, with the power of the moon. So maybe we would think we're serving the moon. Like ancient nations used to do. Is to Hashem. Right, dachatas Lashem, and not to the Levana. Right, similar, that's why we say Aleinu after Kiddush Levana. The minhag is right. Nobody should think that we're davening Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol. Nobody should think we're davening to the moon. We don't look at the moon, and we say that at the end. But he says, continue quoting the Rambam, v'ein lachush b'shar regalim. You don't have to worry about the other holidays that we bring a karban. Kivan shehema midini haTorah ubazel levan nivdelu mishar ha'amim. Because that's nothing, not to do with specifically nature. Rather, it has to do with the Jewish calendar and its different days and it's the sun and the moon and right, it's not the same waxing and waning. And we kind of said it. Aval Rashi Chadashim, we do, but it's the moon. Shalavana Hema Einam Mehanachas HaTorah Rakchag Tivi Misivuv Hayareach V'Nishtatfu Haumos Bazeh Gamkein V'Ekrivu LaYareach. Right, the nations of the world don't bring a special carbon on Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkot, but they do know about Rosh Chodesh. Okay, one day off to we decide which day, 30, 31, but either way, and that's why it says Chatas Lashem. Great. Beautiful. But says the Maariv Chayis, V'tamil Yisharamam Lois Orer, Ki Be'ikr Kushik Faris Oru, but Talmud Kan. The Tirtzu, Tirtz Acher. Our Gemara says that why was Hashem, do we have a carbon? Hashem is Memaitis Yareach Kapara. And Rama gives a different reason, right? So it doesn't look like we're serving the moon. So he says, "V'efshar lehisachid divrei Rabbeinu im divrei haTalmud." Maybe it's possible to make achdus and make shalom. The ikar haTam is like what the Rambam says, because we don't want to be like over the avodah zarah. The ikar avodah b'nei sheyachidihu v'ulam. Before the moon was made smaller, there was less of a chashash. Because if the sun and the moon are both large, equally large, so how could you have exactly the moon's taina? How could you have two equally large gods, so to speak? There must be someone above these two. So when the sun and the moon were equal, so then there was less of chashash of avodah zarah towards the moon. But now that the moon was made smaller, so now each of these serve a different purpose and are of a different power. So that's why there's more of a chashash. So that's what Hashem says. The kapara shemati and sayareach, therefore I led more to avodah zarah, v'chulu v'chulu. That's what the Maariv Chayis tries to put together, the Maariv Huchim and the Gemara in Shavuos. But this is all about the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh, and that is what is mentioned in our Gemara, Seirei Rosh Chodesh. Number one. Number two, continuing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you come to the, you go up the ramp, and I make a right on the ledge. Right? I don't make a left. I go to the right. I make a right, and I come to the southeast corner first. Why do I do that? So Rashi quotes, the Gemara that we're going to have in a week and a half from now, Daf Samach Beis, but Rashi quotes, third skinny line, Kalpino Sha'ata Poneh Yehu Derech Yamin. Whenever you turn in halacha, in any mitzvah, you make a right. Kalpino Sha'ata Poneh Lo Yeponeh Ela Derech Yamin. So that is something that comes up both by halacha and by minhagim, right? By Boi B'Shalom, suppose can say that you should go to the right. Kalpino Sha'ata Poneh when you turn around. By Hagba, that's a shaila. You should go to the right. But what should go to the right? So whatever one does is good. Why? Should you go to the right? Right? So if the magbia goes to the right, so then he is showing the people on the left the Torah first. Or the Torah print should be seen on the right first. The right is more chashuv. Yes. But what should be right? The print of the Torah, which is what Hagba is all about, right? As we have mentioned in the past, Hagba is not about the magbia. Right, it's not about showing how strong the magbia is and how many columns he could. It's kavadah Torah, not kavadah magbia, and therefore we have to focus on that. So maybe I should show the Torah first to the ones on the right. Maybe that's a key of kalpino shatapona. Okay, whatever one does, you know, there's a basis for both. So turning around by Hagba, turning around by Boi B'Shalom, turning around by shaking a lulav. If one turns around, some people just put their lulav in the back, right? But again, here's all the idea is quoted by the poskim, Kalpino Shatapona. Whenever you turn, you go to Derech Yamin. That's based on this halacha. There is another halacha quoted, Kalpino Shatapona, and this one is a machlokas, actually, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra, exactly how to fulfill this. We know the halacha is that when we light the Chanukiah, when we light the menorah in our houses, so we start with the one all the way on the right. All the way on the right. Again, in the days of old, they just lit a candle, and then they just added one to the left. But it wasn't to the right. But now that we have official Chanukiot, official menorahs, so you light the one all the way to the right. And then what do you do? And then what do you do? So we know our minog is like the Shulchan Aruch, that then we go to the most left one, the newest one, and then go to the right. That's based on this also, Kalpino Shatapone. Lo yepone ela derech yamin. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Taf Reish Ayin Vav. Yaschil lahalik b'ner rishon b'ner hayoser yamini. The most right one. Uve leil sheni kishe Yosef ner echad samach lo yaschil v'yavarech al hanosaf shehu yoter smali. You make a bracha on the left one, and that's why we should have my hand in front of the one I'm going to light. So im avir nala mitzvahs kedei lahafnos liyamin. So I start right and lighting the left one, so then I go to the right, based on this halacha. Kalpina shatapona. V'chein belal shlishi. Kishe Yosef odechad. Samach l'shtei neiros harishonas yaschil benosaf. Ubo yaschil abracha v'yacharkach yifne l'tzad yamin. V'chein b'chol laila. And that's what you do every night. That's the minhag klal Yisrael. Nimsa shetamin mevarech ala nosaf shumor ala neis. Sharei petosefes hayamim ni tosef hanes. You make a bracha on each of the new candles, and then you go to the right. Says the Vilna Gaon. The Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion quotes the Vilna Gaon that maybe it's not so clear that that is what one should do. Why? Says the, I'll read it first from the Mishnah Berurah. The Yesh Omrim. The Imunach b'Yemin HaPesach Az Tzarech LaHaschil Tamid B'ner HaYemini Shusamach LaPesach V'Holech M'Yemin L'Smol V'Meiniach HaNeres M'Smol HaPesach Tzarech La'Adik Gamkin Tamid Tchila HaNer HaSamach LaPesach V'Holech U'Malik M'Smol Yemin U'Da'avid K'mar Avid U'Da'avid K'mar Avid. Right, some have the Gra quotes. Some have the Minach of, you always light the one all the way on the right first, because that's the Ikar Mitzvah. You make a brach on the Hidr Mitzvah, you make a brach on the Ikar Mitzvah. So let's say it's the sixth night. So I'll light the one all the way on the right. Then I go over all the way to the left, and then I go to the right again. So I make the bracha on the Ikar Mitzvah, and then I also get Kalpino Shatapona, Lo Yepone El Derech Yamin. So you try to do a little of both. That's what the, it quotes in the Shaar HaTzion. V'chein hu gam kidas ha-gra, shu cholik ha-mashikasa b'shulchan arach, shi-yivarech ala nosaf, bishum da-halo ze, eino elo lo-mahader b'yoser, v'yaniach Ikar Mitzvah, v'yivarech ala rashus, V'gam mishum pinos liyamin yevatel ikra mitzvah tefach hasamach lepesach elo ha'ikar shiaslo b'ner hasamach lepesach bein malik b'yamin ha'pesach obismol v'yivarech al olelos alav u'bazeh malik u'mavarech tamir al hasamach lepesach v'yelikra mitzvah. And then you could go, you know, to the rest. Again, different minhagim. Again, trying to get in kolpino shata ponet, but again, that's not the minhag that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Number 2. And finally, the third point in the Mishnah is what we... The third point of the Mishnah, again, each line here. Each line of Izeh Makom is jam-packed. We should hopefully think about some of these things when we say it every morning. First step is to say it every morning, and then the next step is to think about these items when we say it. One is allowed to say Izeh Makom after davening also. You know, if somebody comes late and they're rushing, you know, there is a heter, you know, it could be a radical. You can say it during da, you can say it after, you can say it sometime during the morning. You know, it's important to say the parak of Mishnayos. Okay, next. V'lefnim in akloim. So you have to eat the kodshei kodshim within the klaim. So klaim is an unusual word. The klaim is how the Mishkan is described, right? The curtains. But here in the Mishnah, we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Right, so why doesn't the Mishnah use the normal word of ba'azara? V'dechalin ba'azara. Why does it say lifnim min haklaim, which is like an ancient word? The Teferis Yisrael, both here and in Maseches Makos. Maseches Makos is also mentioned in the third parak, where it talks all about the Elohein Alokin, right, in the third parak. But here says the Teferis Yisrael, it says klaim to include areas that are not exactly azara, but are also mutter to eat the karbanos in. The entire area that would have been within the curtains, af she'enu azara mamish, rak, he quotes, more outside and more inside. There were certain offices that were on the edge of the azara that were also had kedushas azara for this halacha, for you to eat in. So if you would have just said in the Azara, you might not have known that those offices are included. Or the Heichal. We will have later on, right, what happens if there are Goyim all around and surrounding and is dangerous? So you can't eat in the Azara. Could you run into the Heichal? Could you run into the Kodesh Kodashim and eat Kachikalam there, Kachikachim there? So the Gemara is going to talk about that you could eat it in the Heichal. So if it would have said Azara, maybe you wouldn't have known the Heichal. Within the Klaim means everywhere within these curtains. That's it. Mutter lachlan rak l'shachos o heichal. Mutter lachlan sham. Masha'enkin, shchita, what does the Mishnah say? B'chol makom ba'azara. Shchita requires azara, as we'll have. Hayna ba'azara dafka v'lo b'heichal. Rak b'di'evet kasher, gam sham b'rambam. V'lo b'lishkos shebechol, af shebesuchos l'kodesh. So, number one. So why? It's to halachic reason, to include more. But then he quotes a second reason. V'o nirali, why does it say, klaim, demuchach mikan, a general statement. And this he said before. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put together, we know, the Mishnayos. Did he write every one of the Mishnayos? No. A lot of the Mishnayos, the discussion was from a previous generation. And later on, he put together all the discussions of previous generations and put them and was mesader them into the Mishnayos. And even that is a machlokas, Rambam Rashi. Did he write it? Was he just mesader it in order and then a later generation wrote it? Right? That's a discussion. But he says maybe that this is a this is a Mishnah. This is a version that was from previous generations. So they just kept it. It said klaim, so they kept it. The muchach mikan, the kol perek zehu be'dein bo machlokas, v'ubalashen mamish, kemosha nimsar lano mimosha rabbeinu alav ha-shalom yisinai. Right? There was no machlokas here, as we mentioned. Right? As we mentioned from the Beis Yosef quoted, from the other Rishonim, the earlier Rishonim. So he says, this Mishnah goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Wow. Ulahachi nachat klaim, because in Moshe Rabbeinu's time there was klaim. Umehai taima omrim perak zebachal yom, vayim perushenu lamakas. And if you look in Makos, in his comment there, in the third parak, he also writes there, that Mishnayos hayu kodem Rebbe, rak Rebbe Sidron, and he quotes this from a Tosfos in Gemara in Moed Katan, im kain, kol meseches kelim kfar sidura haisa biyamav, the chulu, Alma, Sha Mishnayos Kvar Yisturas Belashon, and Rak Rebbe Sidron Beprakim, Ubisiduran Zeachar Ze. Umishum Kach, the call Mishnah, She'ain Ba Machlokes, Kach Aisa Misura Belashona Ukaviasa Mimosha Rabbeinu. And that's Ezeo Makoman. Vimkein, Haitam, and early the Shaper Nakat Hassam, Bahacha Klaim. Mishuti Mim Moshe Rabbeinu, Raklam Hayu, Kain Yerlefinis Daiti. It is a holy perek, right? Going all the way back, an ancient perek, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And finally, the last word of the Mishnah. As we continue going through the Mishnah, again, there's a lot on this Mishnah right here. Says the Mishnah, how long can you eat these? L'yom v'layla ad chatzos. So you can eat these karbanos till chatzos, and as we know, that is based on the first Mishnah in Shas. What do you mean till chatzos? You can eat it the whole night. The answer is, Rashi here quotes it, siyag asu chachamim l'torah laharchik adam me'aveiras kares. Chazal made a siyag to keep someone away from the isser of kares. Kidisan bebrachas perakama chol anechol only yom echad mitzvasan hashiala murashachar. But we make it until chatzos. That is the etzlach to be marchik from an iser karis. The tzlach in brachas in the beginning also discusses not everything that is during the night did they make a gzera only until chatzos. Myrif, come down myrif to chatzos. No, right? There's no laharchik as adam and aver. It's always a good idea, right? But they didn't do that. But kriyishma. What about Kriyishma? So the Gemara talks about it there in the first parak that you should say Kriyishma as soon as you can, right? As soon as you can, because you don't want to forget. The person's going to come back and be hungry and be tired and be involved in whatever he's involved in. But says the Tzlach, Kriyishma, it's Ein Bo Kares, but it's also a mitzvah chamura ad ma'od. And that's why Chazal also made it by Kriyishma. Oh, Nirelani is Daiti Tam. Why didn't they make, as we know, the Mishnah says in the beginning, let's just read it. The Mishnah says on Dav Beis in Brachos, in the beginning time, so Kriyashma is until Chatzos, and Regalias Hashem Amar Shachar. So again, what is the Tzlach bothered by? Why did the Chacham say until Chatzos if it only, like Rashi here says, they didn't do it by everything that is during the night, but certain things that are very serious, like an Isser Kares. Right. So what about Kriyashma is not an Isser Kares? So says the Tzlach, that is a mitzvah chamura ad ma'od. And that is why you could say it also there, even though it doesn't apply, it doesn't have karis. Let me just find the line in the tzlach. Vo nir leni esaiti tam. Here it is. So das Rashi lo asu chachamim harchaka. Right. The question, there's a machlokas rishonim. What about the ne'echalon liyom echad? And what about hector chalom mevarim? Mitzvasan eshialam urashachar. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Hector chalom mevarim, the burning of the fats and limbs, mitzvasan eshialam urashachar. So Rashi over there says, lahachik es adam and avera. Does that apply to hector chalom mevarim also? That's Kriyashma, and that's Nechalon Liyomechad, Rashi. The Hector Chalavim Diktani Acha, lo amru bochacham al chatzos klal. Velo nakalu acha, elo lohodiya, shakol davar anog balayla kasha kol alayla. That's Rashi. And also the Gemara in the Mishnah Megillah Daf Chaf, kol alayla kasha l'ksir sa omer, Hector Chalavim Evarim. There's many items listed in the Mishnah Megillah Daf Chaf, and Chazal did not say that they all should be done by chatzos. All the dvarim shas that are nasin balayla. So where there are serious ones. So that's where what about Kriyashma? So that's what the Tzlach explains. Even according to Rashi, they didn't do it by Hector Chalom Veivarim. There's no issur of kares of not burning it overnight, but says the Tzlach, the Kriyashma who mitzvah chamura shi ikar to kabbalos omalcho shemayim, v'lachin chashishu chachamim la'asos siyag. V'chein achilas kachim, shachilas nosar hu chiyav kares, chashishu la'asos siyag. Aval hector chalav mevarim, she'im bov kares, rag iser lav, greida, lo chashu la'asos bazeh harchaka v'siyag. And then he quotes another reason why Kriyashma is la'kol masur chashishu la'atzlus. Vasu gedav harchaka. Hector chalav mevarim is masur la'kohanim, kohanim's rizimim, lo chashuvim la'atzlus. Okay, that was but that's the tzlach there in brachas. Bidi eved. What happens if it's after chatzos? So what's the halacha with all of these items? Do you burn it on the mizbeach after chatzos? Do you say kriyashma after chatzos? So let's talk about burning it on the mizbeach. Are you allowed, or eating? We're talking about eating here. So it says you could eat it until chatzos, kedi laharchik gazadam and aver. What about after chatzos? You have the chatzos, you have this karba now. Are you allowed to eat it? By the morning, it's going to be nosar. You're going to have to burn it. And maybe you could eat, you can even violate. Maybe you haven't violated nosar yet. Are you allowed to eat it? That's a machlokas. It's a machlokas we've shown him. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos says, in Asei Peites, the Rambam says, Umitnai mitzvah zu shezoso achila shehi mitzvah. Amnam tiye liyom v'layla ad chatzos. V'acharkach te'oser achila sachata sahi. Oha asham. Amnam tia achilasa mitzvah bizmana mugbal. The Rambam says it's aser. Meaning the Chachamim have the power to tell you to, this is interesting, this is telling you to do an avera b'shev altasa. Right, the Gemara says in Yivam Asaf Tzadi, yesh kol piyach Chachamim lachad avram Torah, b'shev altasa, not really b'kum vase, unless in exceptional cases, but usually what does kum vase mean? The Chachamim can't tell you, do this avera. They can't tell you that. Here, it's a Sheva Altasa that's in Aveira. So Rebbe Elchanan talks about, what does Kumbase Sheva Altasa mean? Does it mean active passive? Or does it mean Aveira Mitzvah? Because here, it's an Aveira, they're telling you, only to Chatzos. So let's say the Chachamim are saying, like the Rambam says, and then after that, you're done, you can't. But what do you mean? It's going to be Nosar by the morning, and I can eat it now, and it won't be Nosar. So I can I burn it now? I don't know if the Rambam would say you could burn it now. We could burn it now. Burn it until the morning. The Chachamim say, L'harchi adam aveira, but I don't know if it's ready to be burned, if it's until the morning. There's a limbo period, possibly. You have to do this now, but you can't burn it until, that would be kumba aseh, something that is ra'ui to burn it now, that would be a bigger chiddush. But that's the Rambam says, is also. So again, that would be an example of the Chachamim telling you not to do something. Tosfos in Psachim doesn't, says, befirish against this. Tosfos in the end of Psachim, kuf chafim aveis, Tosfos says, no. It's afterwards that you violate it, but you do what you can. Vaha, let me find the line. Kuf chaf mabez. He says, "Avra derech chachamim v'lo achal kodem chatzos lo nifsal v'ochlo lachar chatzos kidem mashav erkam debrachas gabe kriyishma." Just like kriyishma, they came back after the base of Mishnah. Right? They say kriyishma. Say it came back after chatzos. So too here. There is a daya even by kriyishma. An amazing day, a very, very difficult day. Quoting Rabbeinu Yonah on the first Daf in Brachas, that even by Kriyashma, maybe once you blew it, you blew it. You lost it, and after Kriyashma, you don't say Kriyashma, which is an amazing day. Okay, either way, there's a lot. Now we get into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Hechi Yavid. So what do you do? How do you put the blood on the Kronos? Right, you go up the ramp, you make a right, you get to the southeast corner. How do you put it on? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Machlokas, Chad Amar, Nosin Ama, Eilech, Va'ama, Eilech. What does that mean? It doesn't have to mamish be on the exact diagonal corner. As long as you're within an Ama of each edge, you're okay. That's called Kronos. Nosin Ama, Eilech, Va'ama, Eilech. V'chad Omer, Mechati, V'yorei, K'negachud, V'shol Karen. And one opinion says, you don't even have to put it on the Kronos. We know the Kronos were like horns, as they're called, above the square of the Mizbeach. The second opinion says you could even put it underneath the horns, meaning on the side of the actual Guf HaMizbeach, but underneath where the horns are, but put a dafka on the edge, on the chudil shel keren, and wipe it on there. Meaning when it's put on the keren itself, as we'll see, maybe you don't have to actually put it on the edge, because that's keren. But if you're putting it under the keren, you put it on the exact edge. Good. Ali, but the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, he asked, but in an answer, Rabbi Gufa Shel Karen, as we're about to explain. The Gemara is going to quote this Machlokas by the Shem a little bit later. But now we say, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says that you have to actually put it on the Karen itself, to Kuli Amalo Pligi, then everybody, nobody would argue. Everybody would say that you don't need the actual Chuda, as we just said. Just put it within an Amma, because it's the Karen. Kipligi aliba de Rebbe. The Machlokas is according to Rebbe, who says that anywhere above the Chuta Sikra is called Karen, as we discussed from the Briska Rav. The Mar Savar Amma Eilach Umamma Eilach Keneged Karenu. As long as it's within an Amma of the corner, that's also called Karen. Umar Savar Keneged Chuda in Tfei Lo. And the other one said, no, actually, on the Keneged Chudag, on the edge, on the corner, is good, Tfei Lo. Again, above, even Rebbe would agree that if it's put on the Karen itself, it could be within the Amma. It doesn't have to be actually on the edge. The Machlokas is, what about if it's under, does it have to actually be there? Period. Meisve, says the Gemara, one second, I'll ask you a question. Chadas Hasibra Vayachad. Ketzad Matan Damim Haya Olo Lakevish Avon Alasovim. Olo Lakeren Deromis Mizrachis Vitovel. He comes to the southeast corner first. Vitovel Be'etzpa'o Hayumanis. And he sticks his right forefinger in. Hamiyumenes Shebiyamin. Right, what does that mean? The one that is commonly and easy to use. Min Hadam Shebimizrach. And he take it from the Dam in the Mizrach. Vechomer Begodzlo Milamala. Ube'etzma'o Ktana Milamata. And you take your pinky and your thumb and you push the blood up till the tip of the forefinger, so it's all going to come off. Umechati v'yorei k'nega chuda shel keren, and you put it on the edge. Atche mechala kol hadam shebe'etzba, until all the blood on the finger comes off. V'chein kol keren v'keren. So to every keren. So what it sounds like from there, mamish chuda shel keren, not within an amma. So the Gemara answers, hachi ka'amar, mitzvah b'chuda, it's a mitzvah on the edge, yavad amma elech, v'amma elech, leslan ba. But within an amma is also okay if that was what is done. My Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. So where is this machlokas that we just referred to? Tanya, as the Braisa just said. Damim ha'elyonim. Nitan in michut asikro lamala. Any bloods above. What's the bloods above? That is chatas behema and olas haof. Right? They split. Those are the karbanos that need to be above the chut asikra. Says Rebbe, it's anywhere above the chut asikra, even though the Torah says kronos. Right? Doesn't matter. Dam matachtonim, nitan michut asikra lamatan. Anywhere below the chut asikra. That is ola and asham and shlamim and chatas haof. And chatas haof. Devei Rebbe. So, and that's Rebbe. The chut asikra is the key. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Bamed Varmamurim, Ba'ola saof. Right? This is by ola saof. That's what can be above the chuta. That's what could be above the chut asikra. Aval b'chatas behema, he atzma in an atzaz al gufa shel keren. But Reb Lazar Reb Shimon says, no, the chatas behema actually requires keren. That's what the Torah says. Amar Reveal my time at the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say flexible, right? Anywhere above the chut asikra is good enough even for chatas behema. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says in Yechezkel, describing the bayis shlishi, as we know. We mentioned the Mishkan is described in the Torah. Bayis Rishon is described in Malachim Aleph. Bayis Sheni is described in Meseches Midos. Bayis Shlishi is described in Yechezkel. So you have all of those. So it says there, Vahahar El. Har El is another word, another name for the Mizbeach. Arba Amos, Ume Hahara El, Riel, Ulamala, Vigomer. Arba Amos, Hudahavye. So it says, and from there, it's four Amos. So, Arba Amos, Hudahavye. Is it four Amos? The whole Mizbeach is four Amos? Amar Vada Barava, Umakam Kronos Arba. The Makam of the Kronos is four. Says the Gemara, Makam Kronos, Dalad Ave. It was Dalad, Elema, Rishus Kronos Dalad. Meaning it's called Karen, based on the Pasik, and the whole area is Dalad Amos, but Dalad Amos, the Karen, is only 2x2. So it must be including everything above the Chuta Sikra. And that's how Rebbe knows that that is all. It's four Amos down underneath the Kronos, and that is also included in the title Kronos. Period. 2 points. Number one, the Chavetz Chaim here in the Zevach Toda has an important Ha'ara, if we think about it. Let's say we hold that it could be within an Amah of the edge. So let's think about this for a minute. We know the Halacha is, it says Saviv, it has to be on every side. So when you have Shtayim Shein Arba and you splash it onto the corner so it spreads onto two sides. So you do that on two diagonal corners, you got all four sides. But what about the Kronos? You could do it within an Amma. So says the Chafetz Chaim in the Zevach Toda. Let's say I go to the southeast corner first and I put it on the south side within an Amma. And then I go to the northeast corner and I put it on the north side within an Amma. So then I'm missing the whole east side. So is that allowed? So says the Chavetz Chaim. He thinks that if you choose a side, an Amma within, you have to make sure that on the next corner, you cover the side that wasn't covered yet. You can't do it within an Amma and then skip a side. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. But the Chavetz Chaim says he thinks that is true. V'ulai de ba'ofan zeh, shenosin hazrika harishona, shel dromis mizrachis, bidofan mizrachi. Let's say you chose east, ba'ama hasmucha lahazavis inachinami tzarech litein azrika shnia dafka b'dofan atzvoni ba'ama hasmucha lahazavis shalam mizrachi or kapanim bechud shalazavis, or at least on the corner tzarechim. Tzarechim, because the Gemara doesn't say this, but it would make sense if you need saviv, if you need every side covered. So then, once you pick an ama within is not called on the edge. An ama within is not called saviv on both sides. So that's the Chavetz Chaim's important ha'ara, that l'chara, once you choose one, you have to make sure all the sides are covered. That's right here in the Zavach Toda, Dibur Maschil, Amma Eilch. One. The other very interesting chakira, and that is mentioned I saw by some of the Achronim, in the name of some of the Soloveitchik family, Yesh Lachor. He says, when we say Chuta Sikra, it's a question that's asked in many different halakhic contexts. Siman or Siba. Is the Chuta Sikra, does that create the different areas on the Mizbeach? And without the Chuta Sikra, there wouldn't be Lamala and Lamata. Or no, of course there's Lamala and Lamata on the Mizbeach without the Chuta Sikra. The Chuta Sikra helps you see where the Lamala and Lamata break is. But it's not that you need the chut hasikra in order to be able to have lamala and lamata. Like that brisker rub we mentioned yesterday, the day before, that the entire top half is called karen, the entire bottom half is called yesod. That's only if there's a chut hasikra or not. Ha'im achut hasikra lo ba el lios simin lazarek adam she es matan dam ha'alyonim itein me'al achut es dam dam ha'tachtonim itein mitachas achut o shem achut hasikra hu ha'koveya es ha'kviyas makom shel lamala v'shel lamata shel me'al achut nechshav lamakom matan dam ha'alyonim o lamata not nafkamina if there was no chut hasikra, as we know, obvious nafkamina. If you didn't put a chut hasikra there, is it possible to put these rikos? It wouldn't be called lamala, it wouldn't be called lamata. So that's the interesting chakira that we would say. Pashas, we would have said that it's siman. Right? It's not that the chut hasikra creates anything. Above and below, that's there, even before we start. But again, that's the chakira. And again, you have this, in other areas as well. Tseisa kochavim, the first page of Psachim, the Kovet Shiurim has. Three stars. Is that siba for night? Or is that a siman of night? Right? Godless, simanim of godless. Of a child. When a child has simanim, does that cause his gavus, or is that a reflection of his gavus? And this is a big topic that comes up. But again, we're talking about the different structure of the Mizbeach. Again, we haven't read it in this context. Let's just read it now. Important Rambam, in the beginning of the second parak, I think, in Beis HaBechira. The Rambam says, yeah, parak Beis Halacha Aleph. HaMizbeach mikomo mechuvan biyoser. We're talking about the structure of the Mizbeach and above and below and the Kronos. The Mizbeach's makom was exact. Mechuvan biyoser. He can't change it forever. This is one of the problems that we know the Rambam Paskins, based on the Tanoim, that you can bring Karbanos Mizban Hazeh. Even Aval Bishem is Ein HaMikdash Banui. One of the questions is, we have to know exactly where the Mizbeach is. Right, to bring Karbanos. So we don't know. Shenemar, Vizem Mizbach Lola Li Yisrael. Ube Mikdash. Why is it so crucial? Because in that spot, it was the most historical spot in all of history. Ube mikdash ne'ekad Yitzchak Avinu. Shenemar v'alech lecha l'aretz ha'moriya. V'nomar v'divri ha'yamim. V'yachol shlomo levnos es beit Hashem b'Yerushalayim. B'har ha'moriya. Asher nire l'david aviyu. Asher heichen b'makom david. B'goran arnan ha'yevusi. U'misores b'yad ha'kol. That's an interesting lashon. I don't know if we ever had that anywhere else. U'misores b'yad ha'kol. The Velt knows. Umesoris biyadakol shahamakom shebana bo David uShlomo amizbeach b'garan aRavna hu amakom shebana bo Avram amizbeach v'akana lav Yitzchak. In the place that David and Shlomo built the mizbeach, that's where the akedah took place. V'hu amakom shebana bo Noach kishiyatzem en ateva, and that's exactly where Noach built the mizbeach when he came out of the teva. V'hu amizbeach. Well, we figure out where Ararat is, somewhere in Turkey. So you have to come back down and build a mizbeach. V'hu ha-mizbeach she-hikrav alav kain ve-hevel. V'hu bo hikriv adam arishon. Kishenivra karbon. He was born, he brought a karbon. Right, which is one of the Ramban's rayas, that it's not just anti-avodah zara. He was born, I'll bring a karbon now. U'misham nivra, amru chachamim adam mimakom kaparaso nivra. That's a beautiful Rambam, right? All about the Mesoris Biyadakol. And then he goes into, Midos ha-mizbeach mechuvanos harbe v'tsuraso yadua ish mi ish. U'mizbeach shebanu b'nei agola kein mizbeach she'asid li hibanos asu v'en lozva midasov lo legroa mimena. U'shlosha nevi'im alu imahim min hagola. And there were three nevi'im that went up from Bavel during Bayesheni. Echad he'avohem ha-makam ha-mizbeach ve'echad he'avohem ha-midosav ve'echad he'avohem shemakriven ala mizbeach hazeh kol ha-karbanos av b'she'in sham bayis. So the Beis HaLevi made this Rambam famous. I guess we'll try to make it famous, right? The Beis HaLevi, again, very well-known discussion about Tcheles Bizman Hazeh. So the Beis HaLevi and the Soloveitchik family say that one shouldn't wear Tcheles today. Why? Because it was out of the Mesorah for many years. And if there was a mitzvah out of the Mesorah, one of the issues. Again, it's a huge topic. I want you to ask the local Orthodox posek about it. But the Beis HaLevi is quoted in various versions of it. But one of the versions is that if there's a mitzvah that's out of the Mesorah for many years, so then you need a Navi to bring it back. If it's a losase, you do it. You don't need a Navi. I'm going to wear shatnez until a Navi comes to tell me not to wear shatnez. Of course not. If you're doing an aver, you have to stop doing an aver the first second that we realize it. But a mitzvah ase, if for some reason, if it was out of the Mesorah, so then you need a Navi to bring it back. Where do you get that from? This Rambam right here. What did he need a Navi to tell you about the Makom HaMizbeach? What if they knew about the Makom HaMizbeach? Is it just that? They didn't know? So I need a Navi to tell you. There was Zakenim that were there from Bayis Rishon. Ask them. The answer is no. Dafka Navi. Echad Hayid Lohen al Makom HaMizbeach. That's his Raya. Echad Hayid al Bidosav Vechulu. Okay, this is the idea. But again, this is an important Rambam. But there he discusses the structure. Right, Mizbeach Shasa Moshe, Shasa Shlomo, Shasa Bnei Agola, Vishasa Leasos, Kulon Eser Amos Gova, Kol Echad Mehen, 10 Amos High. Vizeo Akasa, Betar Shalosh Amos Komaso, Makom Hamaracha Bilvad. Mizbeach Shasa Bnei Agola, Vichinasa Lehibanos, Midas Erko, Virachbo Shloshim Vishtaim Amos, Ashlom Vishtaim, 32x32 Amos. Okay, all the different, he goes through the whole, structure. But again, it's alluded to here with the 4 Amos. Okay, we continue. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah in Midos, Chut Shal Sikra Chogro Be'emsa. The Chut Sikra is like the belt that goes around the middle. Lahav Domen Adam El Yonel Domat Achton Eminani Mili. Where's the source for this? Amar of Acha Barav Katina Shenemar. V'Hoisa Hareshes Ad Chatzi HaMizbeach. The meshwork of the design that was on the Mizbeach went till half. Hatorah Nitna Mechitza Lahav Domen Adam El Yonim Domat Achtonim. It says half, because half was significant. Shiari Adam Vechulu Toner Abanan. So the shirayim of the dam after the chatos is you sprinkle on the kronos, you pour it into the yisod on the south side. Toner Abanan El Yisod Mizbeach Ze Yisod Dromi. That is the yisod Dromi. Ata Omer Ze Yisod Dromi or Eno El Yisod Maravi. Which one? V'yil matzasim minamafurish. Why don't you, maybe you should pour it on the west one, right? Just like the chatos pnimios are poured on the left hole. So too, in the learn it for the chatos chisonios. Amar yomad yiridasom minakevish liyasom minahechal. No, compare the finishing. When the Kohen is going down the ramp, compare that to when he comes out of the hechal by the chatos pnimios. Ma'it siyasom minahechal b'samachlo. Just like when he comes out of the hechal, you do to the closest one, which is on the west side. Af yiridasom minakevish b'samachlo. So too, when he comes down from the kevish, you do it to the closest one, which is on the south side. You come down from the ramp, you make a right. The first one that you get to is on the south side, so that's the comparison. And that's what we related to yesterday, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos, the one that you come to first is the one that you do it. Good. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Machlokes. Zeh v'zeh, Yisod Ma'aravi. The Tosefta quotes two different opinions. Rabbi Shmuel says, both the Chatos, Pnimios, and Chitzonios are done in the west. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Zeh v'zeh, Yisod Jeromi. They're both done in the south, and both of those are against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, the first says, the Pnimios get the west, and the Chitzonios get the south. Bishlam Lamadamar Yisod Ma'aravi. If you say Yisod Ma'aravi for both, I understand where that comes from. Kasavar Yomat Sasim and Amafurish. The west is Mafurish by the Pnimios, and you learn the Sasim from the Mafurish. El Lamanda Amar Yisod Jeromi my time. But according to the one that says both are Jeromi, how does that work? Amar Avasi Kasavar Haitana Kule Mizbeach Mitzafon Koi. No, there's a machlokas tanaim. When the Kohen comes out of the Hechal, imagine he's coming out of the Hechal, west to east. He comes through the Ulam. So some say the Mizbeach was situated more north. So right when the Kohen came out of the Hechal, the first one he hit was the south one. So therefore, it says that you do the one El Pesach Mizbeach Ola, what we had yesterday, but the first one that he hits is the south one. Right, Kule Mizbeach Mitzafon Koi. Lishnach Rida, Kule Pesach Bedaram Koi. Or at least the door. Same way to say the same thing. Similar. Right? Or the whole entire door coming out of the Ulam, Heichal, was in the south. Either way, saying the same idea that the first one that even the Kohen hits coming out of the Heichal is the south one. Okay, Machlokas. Three-way Machlokas, Tanoim. Whether they're both west, both south, or it is split. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Kerev Shimon Ben Yochai. The yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael had the version of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai like their own Rabbi. Like their own Rabbi, that they're both in the West. Omrim zevezeh yisod ma'aravi v'simanech mishlu gavri l'gavra. The rabbim, the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, they pulled Rav Shimon Bar Yochai to their side. Right? And they had a version that he held like their Rabbi. Good. That takes us through Chatas. Again, B'ez Hashem, throughout this Masechta, we're going to have chances to discuss every single one of the Karbanos. We had that in the first parak in the context of Shalol Lishma. We're having it now in the context of Avodos. We're going to have it again, B'ez Hashem, in the 10th parak, in the parak of Kol HaTadir. Kol HaTadir, because they're also, that's a parak that compares and contrasts in many areas different karbanas. This one is more makudish, this one is more tadir. So again, this is a theme that comes up throughout this Masechta, the nature of the karbana. So we discuss chatas, now we go into ola. Ha'ola, kachi kachim. Ola is considered kachi kachim. For what? Lamai nafkamina? Rashi? Hola kachi kachim. He, lipasel, biyotze, ubitzfulyom, ubimchusar kipurim, umoalinba. Right, that means if it's kachi kachim, and therefore if it's left, oh, if it's taken out, or if it's full yom touches it, or there's me'ila, right, there's kachi kachim, and that's, those are the nafkaminas for that. Shechitasa batzafon, v'kibol daman bichli sheres batzafon, as we know it's all done in the tzafon, v'dama ta'un shtei matanos shehen arba, right, two that are four, that are all non-chatas have that, until you get to the ones that are only one. Utuna hefshet, vidituach, v'chalo lo'ishim. It needs to be skinned and cut, right? You don't burn the carbon ola all at once as one whole animal. No, you cut it up. You do hefshet, vidituach, and then you burn it all. V'chalo lo'ishim. The skin is given to the kohanim, right, as we had earlier. That the in the pickle sugyas, the skin is going to the kohanim, and this is what happens to an ola. Tosfos here discusses why doesn't the Mishnah here mention shvicha shirayim? Right, all the other Mishnahs talk about what you do with the shirayim, right, after of the blood. So Tosfos here has 2 days. Tosfos haola tema de lo tani shvicha shirayim baola. Why doesn't it talk about it by ola? Valo kol adamim tu ni yisod. All adamim need yisod. So why doesn't it talk about the shirayim here by ola? So he has 2 days. Number one, he quotes from Rabbi Moshe Mipontiza. Remosha bi pontiza, mishum de ola bezrikas kli. By a chatos, you're for sure gonna have shirayim, because you stick your finger in, you do some zrikas, of course you're gonna have a lot left. But by the ola, you just fling it from the kli, you don't take it out. As we know, you don't have to have the etzba. So you just fling it through the kli, so sometimes there are no shirayim. Bezrikas kli, de zimnin, de lesle shirayim. Only ba chatos, de beetzba, efsha below shirayim. Okay. First day is that, nothing fundamental, it's just that you might not have shirayim by an ola, so it doesn't tell you the halach of shirayim. Okay. V'lo nehira, says Tosfos, I don't agree, to kula shmaitza muchachas to be mitzvah, not the shirayim. There's a mitzvah to put the shirayim in the yisod. Right? So that what, I don't understand. So he quotes a different day from Rabbi Yaakov Mirolins, to kiva de shamina tana de penimim be yisod ma'aravi, v'gam hisla bechitzonim lemisi yisod dromi, who adim bekulu. It says it in the first two Mishnayos, because one is about Pinimi, one is about Chitzoni. One is about the West Hall, one is about the South Hall. Once you say that in the first two, that's all you need. That's all you need. The Avagav the Kachashiv Bakol Pinimim, Hanamishim the Hiskla Pinimim, Zorchla Misi Bechitzoni, Vinarosal Hapsik. Why didn't you say by the first Pinimi, and then skip, and then by the first Chitzoni? Once you're going to have Chitzoni, and say it Beferish, so you say all the ones until the Chitzoni, and then after that, you don't say it, and we can learn from there. Right? Because if you look in the next Mishnah, for example, about the Ashamos, it also doesn't say it there. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. It says it by the first couple, and you learn the first two models, one Panimi, one Chitzoni, and then you learn all the other Karbanos from there. Good. Says the Gemara. Ola, my time, matani le kache kachim. So why only by Ola does it say, Ha'ola, kache kachim? As we just saw the Nafkaminas, right? It didn't have that in the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah says, Chala Zira Yachid. Doesn't say kachi kachim. They are kachi kachim. Why does it only say it by Ola? Mishum delok siva called it kachi kachim he. Because it doesn't say it. Kachi kachim he doesn't say it in the Torah. Right? Rashi on the Gemara. Istrich lashmi inon. Di afilo achi kachi kachim he. Da kula lagavoa ve'in lucha kachi kachim kazeh. That's a great line. There is no kachi kachim like this one. This is the ultimate kachi kachim, right, of Ola. Ube kachim kalim gufayu, and then Rashi adds an important line which we had earlier also. Even with it kachi kalim, my da'ozil minayu legavoa kachi kachimu. Whatever the chalev, the chalavim ve'ivarim that are burned in the mizbeach, that is a kachi kachim part of the kachi kalim, right, as he quotes from the Mishnah later on. Again, that is kachi kachim, and that's why Dafka says it here to emphasize that that's what an ola is, even though it doesn't say it in the Torah. Good. V'dama tanosh de matanos v'chulu, heichi yavid. So how do you do the two matanos of an ola? Right, we spoke about the four of the chatas. How do you do the two of an ola? So as we've mentioned, it's gotta be, diagonal. Amar Rav nosein v'chozer v'nosein. Rav says, that you are nosein, you take from the kli, you zorek on this keren, and then you do it on this keren, right? And then the keren shek connecta, right? Rashi again says zorek min akli v'la mizbeach baruach zu shel keren v'chein baruach shniyah shel keren v'chein the keren shek connecta v'achloson. So you go really four according to Rebbe, right? You do it on the southwest side and the northeast side, but you do it west and east and north, right? You do it on all four. Shmuel Amar, no. You just do it once at the corner and it splashes on both sides. Shmuel Amar, Matana Achas Kimin Gama Nosein. Right? One on the corner, you have to have a little good aim, and you get it on both sides. Kit Tanoi, let's say it's a Machlokas Tanoi, I'm Yachal, Yisrakan Uzrika Achas, you might think you only do it once, Tamal Amar Saviv. E Saviv, if it's Saviv, Yachal Yaki Fenukachut, you might think that you have to take it and draw it like as a string. Tamal Amar Vizarku, no, you have to sprinkle it, throw it. Tanakama, right? It's like the second opinion, like Shmuel's opinion before. Rabbi Shmuel Omar, no. Nomar Kan Saviv and Emar Lahalan Saviv. It says here Saviv, and it says by the Saviv in Vayikra. Malahalan Pisuk Varba Matanos, Afkan Pisuk Varba Matanos. Right? It says there by the Chatos Hamiluim also that it's Dalan Matanos. So to here, even though it's only two, we learn that it's four splashes, and therefore you have to do it four times. Imalahal and Abra Matanos Labra Kronos, Avkan Abra Matanos Labra Kronos. Once you're comparing it to the Miluim, so why don't you say this Ola should be like on all four corners? Gemara says, no, Amart Ola Tuni Yesod. The Karen Mizrachas Deromis Lohayalo Yesod. Ola needs Yesod, and therefore it can't be that you need on all four because the southeast corner, as we know, doesn't have a Yesod. So it must be only two that are four on the southwest and the northeast. My taima, so now we get to what we've mentioned 10 times already in the Masechta. Why didn't the southeast corner have a yesod? Amar Rabbi Elazar, lifi shelo haisa b'chelko shel toreif. Because it wasn't in the chelik of the toreif. Binyamin is called the toreif. The entire Mizbeach had to be in the section of Binyamin, right? The border between Binyamin and Yehuda went right through the Beis HaMikdash. The whole north and west side. Picture the Mizbeach and go north and west. That was all Binyamin. Go south and east. That's Yehuda. So the border went right at the edge. That's why there couldn't be a Yesod on the southeast side, because that then it would have stuck into Yehuda, which was not allowed to be. Damar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Bar Rav Yitzchak, Mizbeach Ochel B'chelko Shel Yehuda Amma. It ate, literally. It was in Yehuda and Amma, and that's why you couldn't have that section in Yehuda. Look at the second wide line in Rashi, Toreif, Binyamin, Dechsiv Bei Ze'ev Yitraf. Right, the pasuk from Vayechi. Binyamin Ze'ev Yitraf. Shenisna be Yaakov Alav, Baboka Yochalad, Bachsante, he quotes the Unklus, Bachsante Tispini Madbacha. In his portion will the Mizbeach be built. Va'osa Karen Lohaisa Bechelko, Kidim Afarish Va'azel, and that's why we had it cut off. What was so significant and important about having the Mizbeach only in Binyamin and not in Yehuda? That's the Marsha here. We'll have to start with that. And we'll also have to talk about, don't we know from elsewhere, Yerushalayim lo nischalcha l'shvatim? So how is it split? Tosfos says Kasha in Maseches Yuma. So B'ezras Hashem, we'll have to pick up with that tomorrow when we talk about all of these ideas here in the fifth parak of Zvachim. Okay, again, today's shiur was sponsored, L'Refuah Shleima, Shmuel Shlomo Ben Rivka Gittel, L'Refuah Shleima.